1370.
And it is 54 degrees and overcast at 814 in West Bend. And we're joined for a community conversation this morning by Michelle from the Volunteer Center of Washington County and also a guest. So I will let you go ahead and introduce our guest.
Okay. I'm Michelle from the Volunteer Center, like Rick said. We are here today with Noelle from Casa Guadalupe, and she'll be talking to us about their mission and things they've got going on. Good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
That's perfect. So I thought we'd start with just some updates on our hub construction, because things are starting to happen and sawdust is starting to fly. Actually, today it's not sawdust. It will be cement flying, because holes are being bored into the cement to do piping for all of the water that has to run for the
water and drains and the whole deal, everything.
And coffee shops have a lot of water going on, and they need good water, and we are making that happen. Steiner Electric has already been in. They've started the electrical work. They're going to just do some really fun, creative use of conduit, and it's going to be amazing. Our ceiling is actually, I have a note here Monday, but I just heard right before we got on the air that the ceiling will be painted this weekend. So thanks to Sherwin-Williams for their donation of paint and the talents of Dave Rhodes, who is going to be painting our ceiling. The barn wood wall that some of you might have remembered from our old location, that is going to have a new home as a beautiful accent wall in our space. And Joe Rinzel is the talented craftsman who will be reinventing our barn wood wall. Fun chairs are being sourced from all over Wisconsin and gathering in our coffee shop space. So the places that you'll be sitting are already starting to show up. And that is thanks to the Craigslist talents of Rachel Birch. Rachel is from Epic Creatives, and she loves Craigslist and is finding the coolest chairs for us.
So are we going to get Memorial Union chairs? Something from the terrace?
Oh, wouldn't that be amazing?
You should have one table that's from the terrace.
Oh,
that'd be neat.
That is a fun idea.
Huh. Yeah.
But those are really hard to come by. I think you need scuba gear and
sneak skills. And so,
right. I don't think we should do that. I think somebody might notice.
Tell them it's a nonprofit. They'll cut you some slack.
Absolutely. And so some things we're still looking for. We would really love to have a soft seating area, like a dark leather sofa that is just a comfy place to get your cup of coffee and sit, just an alternative seating area. And so if you're somebody who maybe is redecorating and has like a dark leather sofa that you're, you know, gently, lovingly used, that you would love to donate to us, or if you can help us source that, that would be amazing. And then we're also looking for a few more woodworkers. We just have a lot of projects to make it all happen. Some of them are large, some of them are smaller. So if you are a craftsman with wood, give us a call. We would love to talk to you.
All right. Sounds good. And the number for them to call?
The number for them to call is 262-338-8256.
And we should mention where the new location, where it is actually located.
Yeah, we are at 303 Water Street. That's right on the roundabout near Moa. And what else is right there?
Dublin's.
Dublin's, thank you. Yeah, Dublin's the restaurant. So we're right there on the corner. We share the roof with the Gallery of Wisconsin Art.
All right. All right, so then are we ready to head south of the border then?
I think we should.
All right.
So thank you so much for having me on this morning.
We're really happy to have you.
Thank you. So yes, my name is Noelle Brown, and I am the director of Casa Guadalupe Education Center. So we have been a nonprofit right here in West Bend and serving Washington County since 2006. And our mission is to be the bridge of integration to the Hispanic community and the communities in which they live through education and community access. So we have a lot of really wonderful programs that are up and running now in the fall. We follow a lot of like school semesters because we do a lot of education and literacy programs. I like to say that we have like three pillars of literacy that we focus on. So we do adult literacy, so anything from adult English classes. We also help people with their U.S. citizenship and preparation courses for that. We also do a variety of different community bridge building seminars for the community. Some of the community that we're working with are newer to the West Bend area or to Washington County. We have a lot of our programs in West Bend and Hartford, actually. Connecting them with things that are in their community, whether it be going to the library with a group and getting a library card and learning all about their local library system, introducing them to like the local fire department too, and getting like smoke detectors installed, you know, things like that. We also have like financial literacy courses we do with partners, different banks and credit unions in the community. So that's our adult literacy. We have youth literacy, child literacy. And really one of the main things that we recruit volunteers for, which is why we love the Volunteer Center so much, with their assistance with this, is our Read to Succeed program. So that's a program that we do after school. This is our first year that we've expanded it to another school site. So we've had it at Green Tree Elementary School a couple times a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3:30 to 4:45. And now we're starting at McLean, which will also be on the same nights or right after school from 3:45 to 5 because they get out of school a little later. But it's just a really fun program where we're working with kids. And we also do this in Hartford at the United Way Resource Center Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 7:30. While we have our adult English classes going on, because a lot of the parents are bringing their kids there anyway. So this is highly volunteer intensive, because our goal is to match these kids one-on-one, if at all possible, and sometimes small groups, like two kids with one volunteer, working on their English reading skills. And we have just a wonderful collaboration with local school districts, with reading specialists, English language learner teachers, and so a lot of the kids that we're working with are growing up in homes where Spanish is the predominant language spoken in the home. And this, it's really an appreciated program by the parents, too, just to give their kids some extra time with someone who is listening to them read in English and assisting them, you know, with those different strategies and skills. So we're always looking for volunteers to help with this.
I have a question on that. So do you, as a volunteer, do you need to know Spanish?
You do not. For the majority of our opportunities, our volunteer opportunities, especially working with the kids, for that, you do not have to really worry about knowing a lot of Spanish. Sometimes we get high school students that are in Spanish classes, and they love to, you know, be part of this. Every now and then we'll have like a kindergartner, you know, someone who's a little newer into school, that, you know, if a high school student wanted to work with them and speak a little Spanish to them, all the kids would speak Spanish back to you, because it's really neat. They are growing up bilingual. But long story short, no, you do not have to know a lot of Spanish at all to work with them.
Now, you mentioned that you do these at a couple of elementary schools and in Hartford. And do you have a central base location where people can find you?
Yes, we do. So we're located right on 479 North Main Street. So we're right here in West Bend is our main office. And we're across the street, kind of a kitty corner from La Mexicana, the Mexican grocery store, and also from Habitat for Humanity Restore. So right across the street there. And when we do our programs in Hartford, we are a United Way partner agency. So we are able to utilize their United Way Resource Center, which is right on Highway 60 across from the Aurora Medical Center Hospital. So we utilize that a lot over there. So definitely we have benefited from the Volunteer Center in recruiting volunteers for a variety of things, definitely for the Read to Succeed program. Recently, too, I know that one of the Volunteer Center's very own,
Melanie.
Yes, Melanie has recently been volunteering for us, which has been awesome. She's been giving back by helping a group of people learn the 100 questions that you need to know, like those civics questions, U.S. history and government, to study for the U.S. citizenship test. So we've really appreciated her assistance, and I know she's really been enjoying it,
too. She loves it.
Yes. Wow, okay.
Yes, so all thank you, Melanie. Yes, and we also have a large health project, too, that I wanted to mention. So we have a community health navigator who assists with that, with the health needs, in, especially among the Spanish-speaking community, bringing health programs to them in their language that they're most comfortable with, because we want an overall healthy community. And if we're able to get good information about making healthy lifestyle choices to our community, that's just going to help us overall. So I know, I don't know how much more time we have. I could talking about our programs.
You have an event coming up, too.
We do. It's going to be a really fun one. It's our fourth annual. I can't believe it. It's called a karaoke fundraiser, and care is like C-A-R-E, so not spelled exactly like karaoke, but it's just a fun way to gather people. We do, as a nonprofit, of course, we do fundraisers throughout the year, and so this one, it's more geared toward adults, of course, not very kid-friendly. It's going to take place on Friday, November 17th at Pillars Pub right here in West Bend. And so I want to thank Pat and Annette over at Pillars Pub for allowing us to be there again this year. And then Jim Edgeworth from Edge Entertainment is the DJ, and he's got tons of different songs that people can sing. People don't have to sing if they go there, of course, but it's just a lot of fun. Just a night of music, fun, karaoke. We'll have lots of raffle prizes throughout the night, a variety of different kinds of prizes, and a photo booth, and I'll be singing. I like to sing.
I've heard you sing with you were in a competition.
Yes. I was actually, so this is how it all stemmed. I actually was in a karaoke competition back in 2012 through the Karaoke World Championships. And at the time, Jim, the DJ, that was a venue at Pillars Pub to do the competition. So I joined on a whim after moving here to West Bend, and it took me all the way to winning the Nationals and going to Finland that year and participating.
Wow. Who knew? We have celebrity. Wow. We bring nothing but the best, Rick.
Yes. What song did you sing? I gotta ask.
Right. Some of my songs that got me to where I was Proud Mary by Tina Turner, and more of a bluesy song called It Hurt So Bad by Susan Tedeschi.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And so that's like a lot of the music that I like to sing. I did an Adele song, too. So, yeah. So it was just so much fun. And there are like 20 countries over there. And it's just a really awesome opportunity. And so I kind of brought that back. When I came back, just brought that passion of music. It follows my passion for Casa Guadalupe and, just having a good time. So,
this event is going to be really fun.
It is.
Really fun.
Yeah. It's just a fun night to come out.
Date on that again is?
It is Friday, November 17th. It'll start around like 8 p.m. So it's a later night one. So,
okay.
Yeah, for all you night owls.
Past my bedtime.
I was going to say.
Another
I'm
event
so
past
sorry.
My bedtime.
True. So. We'll have to have a daytime karaoke event
there we
for
go.
You.
Yeah. Or daycare karaoke. I don't know.
So, funny.
We'll make something work out, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, Noelle, thank you so much for coming in.
Yes, thank you so much. And thank you to the Volunteer Center again for all that you do to help recruit volunteers for CASA and all the other nonprofits.
Well, thank you for that. That's very nice.
Do we have some needs of the week this week?
We always have some needs of the week. I'm going to start out with MOA. They are looking for a studio Saturday assistant, and that person would help out with the weekly classes at the museum. The volunteer should love art and enjoy working with people of all ages. This, I think, is a really fun one, nail painting. The Samaritan is looking for friendly people to help residents look and feel their best by providing manicures. I think that is a really neat opportunity to volunteer, and all supplies are provided. So, yeah, volunteering always is about making people feel better, feel, empowered, and just I like that one. Mm-hmm. Okay, so office assistant, that is for the Ozaukee Washington County Land Trust. They are looking for somebody to help them answer phones, help with mailings and other tasks, and computer skills are preferred.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us again.
And always we had Michelle from the Volunteer Center of Washington County and Noelle from Casa Guadalupe. So, again, pleasure to meet you, Noelle. Thank you for coming
in. It's wonderful meeting you, too. Thank you.
We'll have you come in again.
All right. I would love that.
And again, like, tell them the karaoke event is what time again?
A karaoke event Friday, November 17th at Pillars Pub, starting at 8 p.m., going through the night.
Yeah, and she has a lot more to talk about, so we'll have to have her back again.